This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Law enforcement authorities in Northern California said that five people died while in a wildfire, one of three in the state that have leveled thousands of homes and forced widespread evacuations. The sheriff's office said that victims were found near the town of Paradise in Butte County, which was destroyed by a blaze that forced thousands of residents to flee as it rapidly approached the outskirts of the city of Chico. Mark Ghilarducci is with the California Department of Emergency Services.
We currently are requesting additional firefighting assistance from our neighboring states through the Emergency Management Assistance Compact. We have reached out to Oregon, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico, Wyoming, and Washington for seeing how many resources that we can get to come in.
In Southern California, the Woolsey fire prompted officials to call for the voluntary evacuation of about 75,000 homes in Ventura County, northwest of Los Angeles. The entire community of Malibu was put under a mandatory evacuation order. One of those fires is burning near the town of Thousand Oaks, California, where residents are still grieving Wednesday's deadly shooting at a country music nightclub. AP's Rita Foley reports.
Telemachus Orfanos was 27 years old, a Navy veteran with an easy smile, say those who knew him. When she learned her son had been killed, a grieving Susan Schmidt Orfanos said,
"I don't want prayers. I don't want thoughts. I want gun control, and I hope to God nobody else sends me any more prayers. I want gun control. No more guns."
Incoming California Governor Gavin Newsom.
"This is America. It's got to change. This doesn't happen anywhere else on planet Earth."
He wants to increase gun control. I'm Rita Foley.
For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. U.S. Senator Susan Collins says that she wants the Senate to vote on legislation that would prevent President Trump from prematurely ending Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The Maine Republican told WBME television that she has serious concerns about Trump's appointment of Iowa lawyer Matt Whitaker as acting attorney general overseeing the probe.
"When I read some of the comments that Mr. Whitaker has made about the parameters of the special counsel's investigation, it is of great cause for concern."
Whitaker, who was tapped by Trump this week to lead the Justice Department after the president fired Attorney General Jeff Sessions, will oversee all matters under the department's jurisdiction, including the Russia probe. China has told the U.S. to stop sending American ships and military aircraft close to islands that Beijing claims in the South China Sea. Top Chinese diplomat Yang Yiqi made the government's position clear after the latest rounds of Sino-American security talks in Washington Friday. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said the two sides had held what he called candid discussions in an effort to avoid what he called miscommunication and miscalculation.
"And we made clear that the United States will continue to fly, sail, and operate wherever international law allows."
The Trump administration has criticized China's militarization of the South China Sea, which is a vital waterway for world trade. At least 23 people and four attackers were killed in Somalia Friday in three car bomb attacks in Mogadishu. At least 45 people were wounded. The blasts, which occurred within minutes of each other, targeted the Sahafi Hotel and its surroundings. That hotel is near the headquarters of the Somali Police Force's Criminal Investigations Department. The militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. Hundreds of members of a migrant caravan making its way north to the United States left early Friday from the Jesus Martinez Stadium in Mexico City, eager to get back on the road. About 5,000 migrants are camped at the improvised refugee shelter set up about a week ago in the Mexican capital, where they are getting rest and medical care after several weeks of rugged travel conditions. The migrants are from Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Nicaragua, and say they are fleeing violence and poverty in their home country. Meanwhile, in the United States, several civil rights groups have filed a federal lawsuit challenging the legality of President Donald Trump's newly announced restrictions, which would effectively ban migrants from Mexico from qualifying for asylum. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.